Our story today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 4. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, having labored with a journey, sat beside the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me to drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Lord, you have no vessel to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where then will you get living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never thirst to eternity. The water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water welling up into eternal life." The woman said to him, "Lord, give me this water so that I will not thirst nor have to come here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have spoken well in saying, 'I have no husband.' For you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. It is true what you have told." The woman said to him, "Lord, I behold that you are a prophet. Our fathers, the Samaritans, worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where it is required to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We Jews worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But an hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such who worship him. God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I am who speaks to you." Amen. So in this story, we have the Lord coming to a well. Because of his journey, he's very thirsty. So a Samaritan woman comes to the Lord and says, and the Lord says to her, "Give me something to drink." And she is curious. Now, the reason why she's curious is because Samaritans are sort of like fake Jews. The Jews really don't like the Samaritans. And so when she sees the Lord, when she sees Jesus, she thinks, "Why would this Jewish person talk to me? Let alone ask me for a drink?" So she asks him about it. And he says, "If you knew who I was, you wouldn't be asking me that. You would be asking me for living water." So she looks around. And he doesn't have anything to draw water out of the well. So she's confused. She says, What is living water? You don't have anything to draw water from the well. What is this living water?" And the Lord doesn't tell her directly. Instead, the Lord gives her a command. He says, "Go get your husband." She says, "I don't have a husband." He says, "That's right, because you have had five husbands, and the man you're with now is not your husband." So then, because of that, the woman says, "You are a prophet." That's what makes her recognize the Lord as something more than just a man. So what was it that the Lord saw in her? Now, if you can imagine somebody who's been married 5 times, it's a pretty amazing thing to think that somebody could be married 5 times. It's not a very happy thing, but sometimes it happens. Somebody who's been married that many times, that might be the thing that they think about all the time. Think if you had had something terrible happen to you, or worse, you had done something mean to one of your friends. Think that if you had accidentally burned down a field full of crops, you would think, this is the worst thing I've ever done, and I'm not going to tell anybody about it. And for the next day, and the next week, and the next month, as you're sitting in class, as you're playing with your friends, as you're talking to your parents at dinner, all you can think about is that you've burned down this field full of crops. It's all you can think about. Well, sometimes when we do something wrong, or something wrong has gone in our lives, it's all we can think about. It's the most important thing about us. So when the Lord asked her to bring her husband, he was telling her that he didn't just know her. He knew what she thought the most important thing about her life was. And the Lord knows that about us too. If you happen to burn down a field of crops and tell no one about it, the Lord will know. If you do something evil or mean or hurtful, the Lord will know about it. And if you ask the Lord for living water, the Lord will ask you about what you've done wrong. But the Lord isn't asking you to punish you. The Lord's asking you so you can become clean, so you can tell the truth and receive this living water. This living water is the truth from the Word. It's things like the Ten Commandments and when you live according to them. But think about this. Can you really be trying to live according to the Ten Commandments when you're holding on to this guilt about something you've done? If you know you've done something mean to a friend or done something terrible to your parents, if you know you've got something bad going on in your life, then it's going to be hard to obey the Lord until you tell the Lord about it. He already knows, but you need to talk to the Lord, which is why the Lord has given us prayer. You can, in your own quiet room, by yourself, where no one can see you, pray to the Lord. Tell him about the things that are bothering you. Tell him about the things you've done wrong and the things that have happened to you that were wrong. Because then the Lord can give you living water. The Lord can give you the truth from his word that can give you happiness and eternal life. So that the next day, when you're having breakfast with your family or you're at school or playing with your friends, you don't have to think about and worry about that bad thing you did. It's gone. Because you've said sorry to the Lord and maybe said sorry to the people you did it to. That's how the Lord can give you living water. So pray to the Lord and tell him the things that he already knows, so that you can live in truth. Amen.